What a wonderful DVD. Jesus be with us for a really long time. I did have a talk, but my wonderful husband covered it really, really well. So this is something that I just wanted, I was praying with me about, and it was something that was on my mind already. A long time ago, there was an English officer who went over to Africa to train young people, to train warriors. And while he was over there, he learned a lot of things. And when he went back to England, he decided that what he was going to do was actually provide an opportunity for young people to learn the same skills. Can somebody tell me who that might have been? Aaron? Who was the man that started the whole movement? Thank you, Lynn. Bear Grylls, it was. Bear Grylls is a big part of this movement.
Yes.
Isaac?
Baden Powell.
Now, Baden Powell, when he went back, he set up the Scouting Movement, which we've got with us today, and it's wonderful to have you guys with us. But one of the important things that Baden Powell wants to emphasise, and so does Bear Grylls, if any of you read his books, we've got them, they're at the Mana Bookshop, the same principle that no matter how we live our lives, we cannot live it without God in it. And so the Scout Movement was set up to teach you about looking after yourselves, caring for others, being able to go into the bush with lots of different skills and movements. But it was also about learning to have peace in your life and about having faith and a relationship with Jesus. Baden Powell set up this movement with faith as an important part of the movement. And he knew when he was out, like Steve talked about, in the bush, what it was like to feel the peace at night time and the peace of God. And so when he set it up, he didn't just want to get the boys that were struggling in life, because that's what originally happened. He rounded up those off the streets. He knew that there was no way that just by teaching them those skills, they would actually have peace. The peace that would come was going to come from their relationship with Jesus. And so that's why we have a scout parade at church. Because it's to remind you that Jesus was an important part of what Baden Powell wanted to bring into your lives as well. And that's what Christmas is like for the rest of us. The most important thing today is to remind us that no matter where we are or what we're doing, he wants to bring peace into our hearts and into our lives. In the Anglican Church, they have a tradition, and we're going to do it today. I was reminded of it a couple of weeks ago because I went back to the church I got married in. They celebrated 150 years anniversary, and I thought, oh, I've forgotten this wonderful tradition. And the tradition is to walk around the church, greet everybody, and say, Pat, are we ready?
Peace.
Peace be with you.
And
you
also
too.
With you.
And also with you. So peace be with you and also with you. So when somebody says to you, peace be with you, you return it and you say, and also with you. Okay, so away you go. To the people beside you, stand around. Let's give each other a
thank you.
They built one over there. They're wonderful.
Wow, thank you everybody. I don't know about you, but I do actually feel blessed. So thank you so much. I just realised just now that we hadn't actually introduced Doug to all of you. This is Doug Stevenson and his lovely wife Ethel is at the back. They're with us at the moment and we're so appreciating them. So they're available for the whole district. Everybody's welcome to contact them. They're living in the manse and they are very hospitable. So if you just feel like you'd like to talk to anybody at any stage, please feel free to go and visit them. They are very international. They are Baptists working in a Presbyterian church. So, and I would suspect they've probably been involved in other denominations as well. So please feel free to contact them. Well, I can want to conclude with us saying that for us, the service has been a wonderful reminder of peace. And what came from us sharing the peace was joy. So our last song, which I think is so appropriate now, is Because of Peace, We Are Joyful in Our Hearts. So joy to the world. So let's stand and sing as loud as we can and enjoy because that's the result of our peace and joy.
Here that this afternoon, if you would like to join us with singing carols and songs to our senior folk at 3 of the nursing homes in Gore this afternoon, you're welcome to do so, starting at 1:30 at Albany House. That's the one. So you're welcome to be part of that. And afterwards, out the back there is food. Ooh. Got everyone's attention. There's food and a cup of tea or coffee, an opportunity to say hello to each other.
It's outside.
It's outside?
The coffee's outside.
The coffee's outside.
True.
The coffee truck is outside. So you can have free coffee in here or not free out there?
It's free out there.
It's free out there. That's even better. Wonderful. So it's free coffee in here and out
chocolate.
There. And hot chocolate.
Yes.
I'll have mine with cream, no sugar.
Can I just say too, if you're in Gore in the next while, for your families, Rest Haven have got the most amazing Christmas display. It is it's between the modern day Christmas and the crib and everything, and there's just a donation. There's a lot of work gone into it, and it just, if you've got 5 minutes to spare, it would really be wonderful, especially if you've got your grandchildren with you. It's just a real treat. I just think, you know, the staff have gone to such an effort. It would be lovely if it was shared with everybody. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing that. We'll get a chance to see that this afternoon. Well, as you go today, the Lord bless you and keep you. in his peace. May you enjoy this Advent day as we expect, looking expectantly to Jesus coming again. May that be so for his glory. Thank you for joining with us today, especially as guests, and it's been a privilege to have you with us here today. So thank you. Enjoy the food and the coffee truck.